Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Ukraine. At war, and yet, Reuters headline, within 24 hours, Ukraine-Russia in talks on halting strikes on energy facilities. This is reported first by the Financial Times, the pink newspaper out of London. In that article, there is mention of talks that took place some weeks ago about the same topic that were interrupted or stopped or debarred by the evidence of the Kursk salient, the surprise attack into Russia, and the talks stopped. Now the talks have started again, and yet I'm reluctant to look upon this as promising, unless Anatole says so. Anatole, were you surprised by this news that they have any communication whatsoever? Because as we know, talks about a small matter can become a negotiation for the whole story.
Well, I was, yes. There have been talks about limited things like, prisoner exchanges throughout the war about the return of children, which were evacuated to Russia from the war zone. But the general analysis has been that a key part of Russia's strategy was precisely to knock Ukraine's energy infrastructure to pieces, and to create a crisis this winter, which would lead many Ukrainians to flee to the West, and that Russia would be very unwilling, to give up that strategy because it was looking so promising. Now, if this story is true, and of course one must always be cautious about such stories, it would be very interesting because it would suggest to me that Russia is genuinely worried that the next US administration might or would allow Ukraine to fire missiles deep into Russia, attacking Russian infrastructure, missiles guided by the US, by US intelligence. Now, I don't know how worried the Russians would be about the amount of damage the Ukrainians could do, because obviously the number of these missiles is very, very limited compared to those at Russia's disposal. But it could be that what they're afraid of is that Putin, through his warnings about this, that this is an absolute red line, is worried that if the next US president does this, it would force him to retaliate directly against the West in some form. For example, by sabotage in Europe, by trying, to arm Hezbollah and so forth, and that this would begin a cycle of escalation in which the West would become more and more and more supportive of Ukraine. And that is something that the Russian government does not want. I mean, since it's at the moment advancing on the battlefield and has hope that a new US administration will actually start to talk about peace. So the last thing Russia wants at this stage is to be trapped into growing confrontation with the West. So if this Reuters story is true, I think those would be the calculations on the Russian side.
Given that wars like this can be signal after signal, how do you read the decision to let everybody know that North Korean combat troops are due in some fashion to support the war in Ukraine? And now we have an announcement from Seoul that the ROK, the Army of the Republic of Korea, is going to send observers to Ukraine to watch the North Koreans and how they conduct, with the suggestion that weapons are going to go to Ukraine from South Korea. Is this to be regarded as manageable escalation, or are we looking at the war skipping to Asia?
Well, I mean, I will believe that that large numbers of North Korean soldiers are going into action in Ukraine when I see them, when we actually have prisoners turning up, because so far these have been South Korean and Ukrainian allegations, claims. U.S. intelligence so far has only said that North Koreans are training in Siberia, which they, by the way, have been doing for a considerable time, though possibly not in the same numbers. I'm waiting to see. It could be true. But one can also obviously see great motives for the South Koreans and the Ukrainians to make this claim. So I'm, you know, as I believe good journalists should, I'm waiting for some actual confirmation and evidence, because I don't see the advantage to Russia of doing this, unless Russia is far shorter of, well, there are three possibilities. One is that Russia too is just running out of troops, but then 10,000 Koreans wouldn't make a difference. 100,000 would certainly, but not 10,000. Or that Russia is planning some kind of attempt at a decisive blow in the next few months before the next US president takes power. And it's just going to throw everything into a new offensive very quickly. But that's not been Russia's strategy, you know, for the past year. It's been a strategy of grinding attrition. So this would mark a very radical change, of which we've seen no sign so far. So I'm being cautious on that one. I think we need still to wait and see.
I agree with that. I mentioned the source of the information is the equivalent of the South Korean CIA, state security. And
yes,
state security has, no matter the country and the epoch, state security has a reputation of telling you what you want to hear that's not necessarily accurate in order to move you. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Final minute then, Anatole, it's your point. If these talks are confirmed about halting attacks on energy facilities, is that a positive? We have 30 seconds.
It's a great positive for Ukraine, because people have been very, very worried about a dreadful energy and especially heating crisis for the population this winter that would also do terrible damage to the Ukrainian economy. So, yes. And it would also be a sign that not actual Western moves, but the threat of them, the threat to fire U.S.-guided missiles into Russia, does have an effect on Russian thinking.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.